Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to sit back and take a sip of your tea or tequila, whatever you're feeling today. Let's get talking. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Tea or Tequila. Today, we have the coolest guest ever. He's originally from Ontario. He went to school and he works now. So this is the lovely man, myth, legend himself, Mark Lawson Jenkins, also known as my boyfriend. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Glad you got my three best traits: Ontario, school, and work.
Yeah, that was quite
that's
the intro.
Who you are. Mark and Jared have also met before, so this isn't going to be as awkward as we could have had it been. Would have been a lot more fun, but luckily it'll be good. We're chilling.
Yeah, it was like me and her dad the first time we met.
Just really awkward.
She always talked about you, and then the etiquette, you know, whenever someone new joins the dinner table, you stand up and you say hi. And I stood up and I shook her hand, and she just lounged in there. And I was like, oh, this isn't one of those things. Okay, like, hello, sir.
No, I just also don't hug people. Like, I'm not gonna stand and hug a friend. That's
true.
Yeah, it's crazy. I would never do that.
Yeah. I'm not for that etiquette, even though I'll do it. Like, I had some, like, people come into my apartment the other day, and, like, they're all, like, standing up and hugging as they walked in, and I was like, what am I, I'm not doing this. I live here.
Have a seat and sit down.
You know what's also kind of crazy is the fact that hugging is more normal than not hugging, because I don't want to hug every single person after I leave, like, an interaction or a party or something. Like, I don't like touching people, but it's more weird to not hug people goodbye than it is to hug them, which is so annoying. And I always like pat people on the back when I hug them, because I'm just uncomfortable. I don't like it, and I just think we should cancel having to hug.
Evelina hugs like a T-Rex. She has like her elbows like against her body and just does like this little thing. Like, you'll never see her arm stretched out during a hug.
No, it's just uncomfortable. I don't want that.
She's like an old granny. That's how grannies hug. Well, because they don't have like a lot of strength left, so they can't really extend their arms out, but I'm the one-arm hug, you know? People get mad at me for it, but they're like, oh,
two side hugger?
Yeah, they're like, where's
like a Jesus hug?
Yeah, I'm like, what's up? And then I'm out of there.
You don't want to get a little too excited?
Yeah, I don't want to hug anyone, to be honest. Like, I'm good on that. It's a very telltale
Anyways.
Sign. Yes.
So, Mark actually has never listened to an episode of Tier Tequila, except for the last episode that was put out. And when he was listening to it, he was like, oh my God, you need to get me on so I can fucking tell Jared how to run the dating scene, because I know exactly what to do.
Thank God. Mark. Thank God.
I was listening to it and you were talking about like minimal effort. You just keep it easy. You're a drinks guy. And it's like, yeah, drinks are easy. They're go-to. And there's like just such easy things you can do to make it seem like you're doing the most for them. Because a million people, everyone's a drinks guy, you know?
Everyone
just wants to go and pay their $30 for a couple drinks and leave. And they're like, you want to stand out while not really doing anything? You go for drinks, and the first drink is always you choose each other's.
Ooh, that's spice it up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, a game. It's like,
I would get Jared a beer.
You're just choosing a drink.
That'd be awful. Then I would have a drink I don't want to have, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm leaving now, so have fun paying the bill.
Always go to the cocktail list and like choose one of these cocktails.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's where the second half comes in. And once you get your cocktails and you're drinking them, you then have to try and guess what's in it. So you don't know. It's a secret. And the waitresses, they love it. Because you just like go and you just point to the drink. And they're like, yep, one of those. And then your date points the drink and they show up. And then you have to sit there and you're not just like hucking it back. You're just like sipping it. But then it creates like this whole like minimum 30-45 minute conversation on what drink you're having, and you have to guess like the flavors.
Wow.
And then even if you're not enjoying it, it forces a conversation.
This is so fun to hear about all Mark's dates. This is so cute.
Yeah, like he's kind of a genius.
We didn't do that. I didn't deserve
do what every other bitch got.
Okay.
Yeah, you got something different. Come on.
Okay,
appreciate
No, because on our first date, Mark is like going on and on about, he's like, I am so big for doing like fun first dates. Like, I'm so big for like not just doing drinks or going out and doing something boring. Like, I want to do something fun. Like, we both have amazing activities as we're sitting at a fucking bar and he's telling me the shit.
It's a pub.
It's like, wow, that's awesome. That's so cool.
I was also fasting the whole day so we could have dinner together. And I was like, oh, it's going to be the best. It's going to be a great dinner. And then as soon as we sit down, the waitress takes like a little bit too long. She's like, we're not eating. We're just drinking. And so the next 5 hours are just us drinking. I was like, I haven't eaten since like...
Neither did I. But the waitress just wouldn't come.
Yeah, so... it was terrible service. If you're listening, terrible service.
But anyways, yeah, continue. You get her a drink. What's next?
I told you what's next. You guess the flavors.
That's all?
You guess the flavors. And then you're done after that? You're good?
They'll either want to do it again for your second drink, or you've done your game, you've played it, you have like a good kind of swing into leaving.
Mm.
Like, you don't have to get another cocktail.
True.
But it sets you up for, you can just be like, hey, you're done. Do you want to do it again? And be like, yeah, let's do it. Or you can be like, yeah, that's great. I don't want to see you again. Bye.
Right after that drink, you're like, that was awesome. It's so much fun. Yeah. I hope I never see you in my entire life.
The kind of minimum hour at a date to like be respectful of their time, you know, counts for the makeup they had to put on or
that's fair
to take. And then you can just hightail it.
Have you guys ever been on a date and left because of the person? Like, been like, this is bad, and just left?
No, I've like not gone to the second thing.
You guys are doing two.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think I would leave in the fuck. Like, that's it would have to be really, really bad for me to dip in the middle. Like, you know, like, she like shivs me under the table and I'm like, I have a fucking knife stuck in my leg. Like, that's about it.
I'd be like, I totally deserve this.
I mean, like, honestly, respect. Like, that's probably about it.
I'm kind of turned on right now.
Yeah, no, I think like halfway through the first one, you're probably just like, I'm mailing it in. Like, you mail it in the rest of the time, you're like, I'm not going to see this person again. So we're set on this.
Yeah.
Actually, not even halfway through. It's like 10 minutes in. Like, let's be honest here.
Yeah, sometimes even before it.
Yeah,
like, this is not it.
I feel like this is just therapy with Jared as our therapist. We're just like,
yeah, I do kind of feel that way. I'm like the fly on the wall, and it's kind of fun.
You're like scared to say anything.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh yeah.
She just wanted to get this on video,
just in case for you know the
big proof girly.
Yeah, she loves. She makes court.
Me fight with her through email. So
really,
so she has all. Yeah.
Do you guys email like often?
Too often.
Really?
Yeah, we don't text.
That's awesome.
Email.
Wait, do you actually email? Like, what kind of emails are you sending?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
Like they said, anything on the internet's safe, so we only use email.
Honestly, email pretty safe these days, except for the one guy from Pakistan who tried to hack my email the other day. I fucking hate that guy. Really ruined my day. So other than your drinking game, is this it? Is this the dating advice wrapped up?
No, but I think that was like the perfect one. For you, but
yes, yes. On
how much effort you're willing to put in.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good tip specific to me. I don't really know if I need anything else because, like, to be honest, yeah, the effort is.
You do.
It's low.
You fucking definitely do. Give him some more, Mark.
No, I mean, honestly, this is my mentality. Going into a date, you just want to make sure you're going to enjoy it. The other party doesn't matter on a first date.
Like, ooh, interesting
you
approach.
Have to make sure that you're taking the time out of your day so we can respect their time and it's not going to suck. You're in for drinks.
Yeah.
But you gotta make sure that you're getting out of it what you want too.
Sex.
Or
conversation. Yeah, or a great conversation, Evelina. How about that?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, so have some respect for the other party. But I would always plan dates or go on dates. I'm like, yeah, if the person sucks the life out of me, I'll still enjoy this. You can also do like a date bingo card.
Oh.
Just thought of that. Never done it.
Whoa.
But if you do like a date cliche bingo card and it's like there's certain sayings on it, and the fun thing is you can either play this alone or with them. So just throughout the date, you're just like under the table scratching off your bingo card, or you can invite them to play, your choice.
I kind of like not inviting them to play. Just do you have any siblings? Just under the table.
Like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, yeah. Tattoo it on your leg, actually, the whole time. That's the way to do it. Permanent. What's that vibrating under there? Oh, don't worry about it. Just
don't worry about it.
I brought my vibrator with me. It's
definitely the less weird answer.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Like, it's a medical condition, you know, it's like a service dog. I have to bring it with me.
Okay, Mark, if you listen to other episodes, I think the past two or three episodes, our topic, Jared and I's topic, was failure. And you went to school, you went to university for something you did not pursue a career in. What did you go to school for?
I went to school for criminology.
I don't even know what that entails.
My undergrad, like... a lot of crime, criminal minds.
Damn.
Yeah, it's the study of crime and the methodology or the psychology behind it, as well as like why criminals are the way they are. Is it nature or nurture? Does evil exist? Like, there's a whole bunch of philosophical things.
I'm right here, baby.
Attached to it.
I just didn't laugh on that one and just fell completely silent. That was unfortunate. Do they teach you how to be a criminal in this program? That's what I'm wondering. Like, is there like a shoplifting, like 101? Like,
we just did that on our spare time. So it wasn't for a class or anything. It was just because we love crime. But we did get to like talk to a lot of criminals. Most of them were lawyers, but also some real criminals like rapists and murderers, like in incarceration.
Oh, shit.
We got to like learn about their stories a lot. And honestly, 10 out of 10, nice guys. I would absolutely get killed by one of them because I would fall for they're charming. Like, they just like know how to tell a story. It's crazy, which I guess is why they're speaking to us. They didn't take the ones that were like illiterate to talk to us.
Mm. So they would make really good podcasts, is what you're saying.
Did nothing for my career. I work in tech.
What does that mean? I feel like most people don't know what that means.
Well, it's vague for a reason, you know? Like, you don't want to know, you know?
I'm supposed to avoid taxes if you know exactly what I do.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, specifically, I work for a sustainable packaging company.
Clean.
But schooling was mostly a waste of time. The one thing that wasn't was you learned a shit ton about how people act and how to like read people and communicate with people. And that helps a lot in both the workforce and the personal force.
Yeah, so, Evelina is a criminal, so that's definitely, that probably helps in the day to day.
I'm one of the illiterate ones though. They wouldn't put me out there.
No, definitely not. So was it a complete waste of 120 grand? Yeah.
Yeah, just a bit.
Am I going to take that mentality moving forward? Only on the inside.
Yeah, there's a lot of criminals in tech. No,
tons. They're all criminals. Well,
especially because you're saying tech, but isn't there different types of tech?
Well, there's tech is the umbrella, and there's like agritech, fintech.
Jesus Christ.
Everything's got a tech.
Yeah.
So okay. I worked for a financial technology company, and they were expense management. Credit card company, and it's like gross the amount of money that's in that whole sphere. Like, the founders were 25 and 27 right now, so it's like, great, I'm like smack dab in the middle and worth about $3 billion less.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous how much money there is flowing around.
I do want to ask you about the cult that you're a part of.
My family.
Yes. Mark has this thing in his family where it's just the men. They're in a secluded area for like a weekend and they're just doing these games. Like, no one knows what happens because obviously there's no internet and stuff. And can you explain?
That was pretty good. I mean, it's guys weekend or boys weekend, depends who you ask. It started out 32 years ago with our founding father.
Whoa.
Started as a bachelor party. And then they were like, wow, here's 20 guys that we'll probably never see again after this because they're all going off and doing their own thing. So like every 2 years, we have to come back to our cottage. That's on my uncle's cottage and host the games. So the games changed throughout the years. But this year we started with, it was a pickleball tournament. So we split into four teams. There was 34 people this year. So we split into four teams and we get like colored shirts. My dad does a logo.
You also have to be invited and initiated.
You have to be invited. You can't just show up, and you have to be 16 because there's aggressive drinking.
I can't believe there's 32 people. 32 is,
yeah,
I expected like 8.
And like the email goes out in January and there's probably 60 people on the email, and if you don't RSVP in the first like 10 minutes, you're not going.
Holy shit.
It fills up so quick. And there's some people that like get a little bit more leeway. Any of the founding fathers' firstborns, So my brother, my dad and his three brothers or those people, so any of their first kin get kind of automatic invites. So I'm safe. But the extras, it's a bloodbath. They got to like, they're at work. And as soon as that email drops, they've just ended the call. They left the meeting. They're responding because it's, you got like 6 months notice and that's it. And then it's just the weekends, like Thursday to Sunday. We start with golf on Friday. And then we do pickleball, road hockey, obstacle course, sometimes paintball, and then a volleyball tournament. And each, there's like scores and points. And that is kind of how we determine the winner. But yeah, I would say it's fairly culty.
Yeah, like, is it, well, it's like a grown-up summer camp almost. And like, I mean, this is a very like dudes rock moment, and I am incredibly jealous. Like, I'm like, this sounds amazing. Like, I'm sure, like, you know, when Evelina heard it, she's like, well, she called it a cult, right? So I don't know.
We'll see.
To me, though, I'm like, fuck it, this sounds amazing. What's the initiation like, though? Like, are you guys like waxing each other's asses? Like, what's the vibe like?
I think they've had to adjust it over the years because they have had some
complaints.
Yeah,
well, I would say they've had about some complaints.
So HR was getting involved. Yeah,
there's been some people that haven't been invited back for their actions, and it's basically like if it's your first year, you are just your team bitch. You get the drinks. You always get an intro, and we get to like the other members get to write the intros for you. So my friend came out for the first time. I can't say his intro on air. What happens to guys weekend stays there. But a lot of gambling too. Surprising amount of gambling. And these are all like old successful rich people. And I'm like basically a broke student still. So we're sitting at the euchre table. And they're like, okay, what do we do? Like $100 a game? I was like, I think I forgot something at the bar. Someone take my spot. I was like, no way I'm dropping $100 a game in a best of seven.
Is there a champion at the end of the weekend, assuming that you guys are on teams? Like, is there, what's that like?
It's the ultimate pride for the next 2 years, and you don't shut up about it. And you get these nice cigars my uncle gets. So the winning team gets nice cigars. And the losing team gets these little dinky cigars. And you got to put on a pair of pantyhose and dance on the picnic table. And these are guys, they're 19 to 72.
Holy shit.
So sometimes the bodies are like not in a prime when these pantyhose go on, and it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, like things are hanging lower for others for sure. I could see.
Significantly.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that a good thing?
No.
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 Yeah. Well, yeah. Not good. Not good. You get scrotox though. You get scrotox if you need it. Scrotox is my new favorite surgery. I should say.
Botox or scrotum?
Yeah, yeah, it's in the title. Yeah, you essentially bit. Yeah, it tightens everything up a little bit, reduces sweat. There's actually a doctor on Twitter who does it, like on Twitter, and he like posts videos of him like injecting dudes. Nut. It's great. Love it. I don't follow
him. Your page must be insane.
Oh, I'm seeing a lot of stuff I don't want to see on the daily, but you know, it's.
Yeah, obviously you don't want to see it. That's why you keep looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm doing it for science, for myself. I got to make sure the procedure, you know, I get chin filler, whatever I need. I'm getting ready for the surgeries. Yeah, I'm trying to look like Zac Efron. Like, I'm trying to break my jaw on a fountain like he did, you know. That's my date tip for myself.
Golden.
Yeah, I show up just fucking scrotoxed up. I want to know.
Boston Pizza. We got to drop your drawers.
Actually, let me rant about Boston Pizza quick. Why do they have a golf simulator in a Boston Pizza? Like, who's going to fucking Boston Pizza with your bros to go into the golf simulator? That's like $50 for an hour, which I mean, like, is cheap, I guess. But like, again, who's going to fucking Boston Pizza to play the golf simulator? It's insane.
Get a couple of fish bowls in me, I'll do anything.
I've never seen that at a Boston Pizza. Are you sure you're going to the right place?
Oh yeah, no, I'm
going to a golf simulator place.
Fucking, like, I don't know, they have everything in there, like dodgeball, you name it. Like, Boston Pizza's,
dude,
off the walls.
I would go to Boston Pizza and rip some dodgeball.
I feel like you're going to the YMCA. Are you? Can you send me your location next time you go?
Well,
yeah, I have to pay like $37 monthly to go to this place. They don't have any food, but they got dodgeball.
I think it's called Boston Pizza.
I would pay so much money every month if I got to play dodgeball on a regular basis. Like, just I'd pay.
It's called joining a beer league, Jared.
No, I don't want to join a beer league. I want to join.
You just
like,
described a rec league.
No, but like, I don't want to pay that much money. I want to pay a little bit of money. I guess I was exaggerating. I want to pay $5 a month. That's it.
You can do pickup. You can do pickup.
Yeah, I could. With some 70-year-olds.
You can also just throw balls at, yeah.
Kids?
Is that what you're saying? Yeah, let's throw them at kids in the street. But rocks.
Yeah, you can assault kids if you want.
Yeah, honestly, why not?
As long as you can pick the rocks up at the ground, it's no cost. Mm-hmm. It's actually very cost effective.
True. Right to the, I can throw a rock way harder than I can throw a dodgeball. That's for sure.
You get 1 point if you knock them over. You get 2 points if you knock them over and they stop moving.
Mark, I have one final thing I want to discuss with you on this podcast, and that is the ghost that you have seen in your childhood.
I've never seen a ghost.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I was like, wow, this is
a real thing. You just saw Gaslighting 101. It's fucking crazy. Anyways.
I'm going to gaslight you because you're gullible.
Okay, ghost, say her. Who is she? Does she hang out with you a lot? Or like, what is she pretty?
Does she text you or is that?
I declined to answer. But when I moved into my second house in like 2005, it was like this really old house from like the 30s or 40s and ugly as all shit. Like it was so terrible. My mom cried when she saw it. And then we went to the basement and there was like old raggedy stuff everywhere. And it's like weirdly like new patch of concrete in the basement. And like, I didn't learn about this till later. My dad saw this and he's like, that's weird, but he's running in the house. We're living at the old house because we're just, I'm like 8 years old. I'm not about to put up drywall. So he's doing it. And then there's this guy in the neighborhood. He's called Creepy Long Guy. I don't know what his real name is.
Creepy Long Guy? Like Slender Man? Or?
He looks very
No, long, not long.
Oh,
wow, he's both. He is long.
Oh, okay.
He mowed people's lawns. I think for money, but maybe just for fun.
Oh, so he was kind of like a sex worker for lawns a little bit.
Yeah,
that's literally just called a grass landscaper person.
Yeah, that's what they're called. And so never heard him speak. My dad's never heard him speak. And they lived in the neighborhood for like 15 years up to that point. And he knocks on the door. My dad answers it. And he's like, hi. And my dad's like, holy shit. Like, honestly, I thought he was mute. And he's like, so saw you moved in here. He's like, yep. And he's like, you're going to dig up the basement? He's like, wasn't planning on it. It's like, oh, okay. Well, if you change your mind, just let me know. They're like, okay. So he did that one more time. Like when the house was done, he came by just like take a look at it. Like, oh, good job. It's like, thanks. He's like, so did you dig up the basement? My dad's like, nope. Didn't dig up the basement.
Oh, you're saying it sounds like you're saying dick, but you're saying dig.
No, my dad also didn't dig up the basement.
He didn't dig down the basement.
Dig it either.
Yeah.
He wasn't fucking the drywall.
But now we were a little suspect. So we had some friends that were like detectives for the Peel Regional Police and like asked them, we're like, what are the odds? They're like, yeah, it's likely. It's possible. Definitely like a suspect size. We'd have to like file this as a report and get like a scanner in here. And it was like this whole thing. And so I think they did it and didn't go deep enough. So couldn't like confirm anything, but it's always been like this weird thing in my basement. And then as we got older, my siblings and I were always like scared to go in the basement. We'd like run up and run down. And we didn't talk about this until like 2 years ago. And throughout our childhood, there's this one green chair. So it was like down the stairs and a green chair was like right beside it. And you'd run up the stairs and there'd be this lady sitting in this chair. And she was like, weird little bob cut wedding dress.
That fuck ass like, bob. Like.
And so we all just saw it. And it's like, it was normal, but none of us, we didn't really get along as kids. So none of us really talked to anyone about it. But then we all like went on a trip up to Pemberton a couple of years ago. And we were talking about it. We're like, okay, well, let's everyone like write down what you saw. And then we'll like see if it's a thing or not. So we all wrote down like a very similar description, like wedding dress, white clothes, brown hair. Like, and we're like, okay, well, there's no way any of us talked to each other because we all hated each other. How is this description the same? And it's just this ghost, Miss Wiggins. And like, you would see her more often than not. Like, if I'm in the basement 7 times a week, I'm seeing her 5 of the times. And she just sits in this one chair.
And also, his parents wouldn't go down to grab.
My parents would never go down to grab. They would always send the kids, which is, I guess, why they had 4. It's free labor.
Yeah, literally.
And they've taken that right to the end of the line. They get free labor. So it's always us face to face with this ghost. And now, like, I want to go up and ask if they dug up the basement. Like, I got to know if there's bones down there.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. Well, especially you seeing her 5 or 7 times a week. Was she, like the classic, like, see-through? Or is she, like, what does she look like?
She was a lot more opaque than I would have thought. Like, you couldn't really see the chair behind her, but there was, like, a touch of translucency. So, really, like, an 85% opaque.
Would she ever say anything?
Dap you up when you're on the
floor. Fondle you a little bit on the way by. Have a good day, young man.
Well, that's how I discovered my sexuality.
That's a good first experience for most of us.
Yeah. None of those things. Never said anything. Wouldn't move. Just sat there and, like, followed you upstairs.
Not actually. Just with her eyes, no?
With her eyes.
Yeah.
That's creepy as fuck. That's
just, what's crazy to me is the fact that you all saw it and then wrote it down. Mm-hmm. And then... But then you like, he never told a story. And then one time he just brought it up, like, nonchalantly. He's like, oh yeah, this happened. I was like, dude, that's not fucking normal.
He had a tool belt. You should have asked if I had a ghost encounter.
You should have asked. Yeah, honestly.
This says more about you than me.
That's going to be my first date question from now on. You seen a ghost? No? Okay, cool.
If people don't believe in ghosts, they're stupid.
Yeah, like, I'm always skeptical. And then I hear shit like that. I'm like... I don't know, man. I'm pretty freaked out right now. So,
dude, the paranormal, I didn't believe in it for a long time. And then it just hits you. And now you're a believer. And you're like, shit.
Like the end of Shrek 1. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Yeah, it's crazy.
Harwell just died.
RIP. That's, yeah, Smash Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
No. This is a great place to end it, Mark. Thank you so much for coming on. We learned a lot. Mark is great for knowing. Mark is great at knowing. Mark is so smart. That's all.
Mark's a genius. Leave it there. Like, his brain is huge.
Man, done. After my sick intro, I feel like it's a little bit better intro. If you want to compliment.
You're the best. I'll see you right now.
I'll see you in a second.